about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Maya and Maddie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Brisbane has officially overtaken Sydney and Melbourne to become Australia's nighttime economy capital, with a landmark report revealing Brisbane's boast over 7,800 open after dark venues, surpassing Sydney's 6,196 and Melbourne's 3,284. This coming after an explosive nightlife economy that is now 20% larger than its pre-pandemic size.
And in national news, Cairns Mayor Amy Eden has made a second public admission of wrongdoing in just 3 weeks after ruling by Queensland Councillor Conduct Tribunal. Ms. Eden has been told to apologize to her community after admitting to her misconduct. Ms. Eden was ordered to make the admission to Queensland's Councillor Conduct Tribunal, finding she failed to declare conflict of interest during a vote in 2023.
The U.S. International Trade Commission has taken aim at Australian lamb and is investigating whether to impose additional tariffs. The commission has launched a global safeguard investigating to determine if lamb meat imported from other countries would threaten its domestic market. The Australian sheep industry has expressed its disappointment over investigation and said it's prepared to respond, saying that an increase in Australian imports has helped the U.S. industry.
And in international news, astronomers have detected the chemical signature of a sugar molecule in gas clouds near the center of the Milky Way. Researchers say they identified erythrulose, a simple sugar also found on Earth, in raspberries, and used in some self-tanning products. Scientists detected the molecule by analyzing radio telescope data from a massive cloud of gas and dust in our galaxy. University of Melbourne chemist Professor Evan Beska says the finding doesn't mean there are raspberries floating around in space, but it does show that complex molecules linked to life can form through natural chemical processes in the universe.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a very high chance of showers later today. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we